We're behind the window in the office of Oz. Jim Oliva, hello again.
How's it going, Larry?
Not bad. Trivia is wrapping up.
Right.
Another successful one, no doubt?
I'm happy with it. I hope the players are, and that's the biggest success measurement, is how the players feel.
Another big thing is this is one of the huge fundraisers for 90FM, and this keeps going every year, and it helps benefit the station.
It sure does, and keeps us on the air. It keeps us able to provide the kind of programming that Stevens Point has, which is really amazing considering we're a community of 25,000, and the kind of programming that we have here is typical of a big city.
It's also unusual because many of the small college stations have gone to whatever public radio is running and not staffing their own.
Correct. And or else going partially to public radio of whatever type. And then when transmitter or major expenses show up, they go to streaming.
So a lot of them are falling out to just streaming because of the expense.
Right. They've gone dark and that's it. Whereas we have some supplemental monies to throw at the station. And in fact, you know, like 5 years ago, we put in a new transmitter.
What kind of money does this bring in for the station to help keep it afloat?
It brings in a goodly amount between, you know, we have dispersals that we have to do. We give right to the station each year immediately $14,000. And then there's others that we keep in reserve for future years. That you know, our gross budget for the year is about $70,000.
So it's a big piece of it, but a lot of other fundraising takes place to help make it go.
Oh well, the Student Government Association is the primary funder of the station. They really are. I mean, seriously, primary. The station isn't on the air without student government, and all we are is a supplement, and also provide some good scholarship monies to students.
For trivia itself, it's an all-year preparation, isn't it?
Yes, it is. John and I each work individually for the whole year.
And how do you come up with the stuff?
I don't know, just keep your eyeballs open, man. You know, there's trivia everywhere. There really is. And you just have to watch for it and listen for it. It's there.
It's a matter of write it down and see who remembers it.
That's correct. Write it down.
Trivia started 44 years ago. The computer era has come in since then. What happened to really change how the players play the game with the computers?
John and I worked on that for about 3 to 5 years. I'm really trying to write the computer into the contest because we know that they've got databases. We know that there's the internet. We know that there's Google, and they can type anything in they want. We also know that you can ask things ambiguously enough that the only thing that Google is going to be able to tell you is, oh, it happens to be from this movie. All right? And then you have to have your books and your notes.
So you cannot just sit there and Google everything. You have to know something.
Yeah. If a team comes around and all they have is Google, they are going to be not in the top 25. Guaranteed. Guaranteed, man.
It takes a lot of people to run this show, doesn't it?
It sure does. It sure does. John and I put a lot of work into the questions, and then the executive staff of the radio station put about 4 months into this, and then we have the people that volunteer to help, whether it be answering phones, putting in computer data, being DJs on the air in the news department, selling merchandise on Saturday and Sunday, registering teams, and doing the interviews that are trivia focus. Then we have the TV station, and they're broadcasting it as well. So, a lot of people.
How do you get those volunteers coordinated? Because you just had shift change in the telephone room. The group going out, another group coming in. You've got somebody giving them instructions in the hallway before they get in. It's all pretty well coordinated. How do you line that up?
I've been doing this 35 years. I better have it figured out by now. It's a machine. It's a machine. My comment to the staff every year is I want what goes out over the air to sound like chaos, complete, absolute chaos. All right? but it's organized. We're organized, but that should just be like just chaos. I want it to be chaos.
Which makes it good radio.
It does. It really does. It makes it real radio, unlike satellite-fed radio, which is you might as well listen to your iPod.
With the computer era, streaming has actually extended the reach of the contest.
It has. It has. We have a team playing out of China, and we have many players from playing from multiple places in the United States. And as a matter of fact, we're just looking at a team that happens to be registered, and they're nearing the point where they may be being called tonight at midnight to come down to the station to get a trophy. And they're in Madison. So I called him up and said, hey, you know, if we call you, what's going on? And he says, oh, we've got people in point. But he says, I'm just the main headquarters. Yes. I said, well, if I call you, can you get people here? And he says, oh, yeah. I said, okay.
Whatever happens if that China team has to get somebody over here?
His mom will come down. And Dad, I'm sure.
Jim Oliver of the Oz, thanks again.
Thanks, Larry. Appreciate it.